Shall we pray? Our Lord and our Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity to be in your house. And we want to thank you for, Lord, the blessings we have received already in the Sunday school. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you, Lord, for special numbers. We thank you, O God, for the expectations in our heart to receive from you. And we thank you for the promise that you have made in your word that we are two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. And your prophet also have said that when you come, that you don't come as a recording angel, Lord, or as an onlooker, but you come to give strength, to give ability, Lord, to fulfill your promises that you have made, Lord, for your children. Master, we thank you because you are God. That's never a disappointment. Thank you for last week, the blessings we received. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your healings. Thank you for your provision. We thank you, O God, for joining mercies for all that traveled. We are grateful to you. Thank you, Lord, for Lord, your servant in Togo. Thank you for taking him there safely. Thank you for being with him thus far. Lord, we believe, O God, that I see. Lord, minister your word there today, that your strength, your grace will be upon him. You make use of him as you normally do to be a great blessing unto your people. Dear Father, when he will be returning back, O God, we pray you bring him back here safely. Master, your servant in Lokoja, we also ask that your grace, your mercy will rest upon him. Be his strength today, dear Father, as he stands before your children to declare your counsel. Lord, may the saints be lifted higher, O God. May they be delivered, may they be set free. May you meet their needs, may you heal their sick bodies. May you grant unto them all that they have need of, their Father. When your servant too be coming back, O God, we pray you bring him back safely. Thank you for your servant also who have gone to Bakatari to be with the brethren there. We ask that you be his strength. May you make use of him to be a help to the people. We just pray, O God, thou, O Father, that know each and every one of them. May you attend to their needs, their Father. Help your servant, anoint him, O God, and give him strength, Lord, to be able to discharge the responsibility upon him there. Thank you, dear Father. We commend his service into your hand as we continue, that your blessing will continue with us, Lord. Lord, we want to commend the request of your daughter who have requested that we pray for the son, Oluwadam Larry, son into your hand. Father, we pray that your grace and your mercy will rest upon him as he turns another year today. Lord, help him, dear Father. Lord, to put you first in everything, dear God. May you save his soul, dear Lord. Lord, it's our desire, which we know is the request and the desire of the mother. Lord, that all of them will come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved and filled with your spirit. Lord, so that on the other side, the family will not be broken. Grant it, O Father, may you keep them strong and healthy. Meet them at the point of their needs. Let it be, dear Father. Lord, each one of us, as we are here in your house, Lord, we differ from person to person. Lord, our needs also differ. O your God, Lord, anoint each and every one of us. And you have, O God, what it takes to meet every need, O Father. May you see us through this service. May you send your blessings. May you, O God, meet the needs and the desires of each person, dear God. That this service will draw us closer unto you. The sick will be healed, dear Father. Lord, if there be anyone that needs deliverance, may you deliver them, Father. As many as are in need of your spirit, may you feed them, Lord. Take the saints to higher heights, Lord. Frustrate every works of the enemy. Let your name be glorified, Lord. At the end of this service, may we have recourse to rejoice and praise your wonderful name. Lord, we ask that wherever the saints are gathered today around this message of the hour, Master, may you vindicate your presence. Back it up, O God, with signs and wonders. Raise the faith of your people, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we please be seated? With our pilgrims. Shall we rise? Thank you.
thou pilgrims are ye going, going each with some in hand. We are going on a journey, going out a lost comrade. Yes, over hills and place and valleys, we are going to his palace. We are going to his palace, going to the better land. We are going to his palace, going to the better land. Tell us, pilgrims, what you hope for in the far. Better love, spotless robes and crowns of glory from our Savior's loving heart. Oh, we shall drink of life's clear river. We shall dwell with God forever. We shall dwell with God forever in the bright, the better land. We shall dwell with God forever in the bright, the better land. Pilgrims, may we travel with you to the bright and better land. Come and welcome, come and welcome, welcome. Pilgrim back, come, oh come, and you not leave us. Christ is waiting to receive us. Christ is waiting to receive us in the bright, the better land. Christ is waiting to receive us in the bright, the better love.
Romans chapter 8. We read from verse 1 to 11. Romans chapter 8, the first 11 verses. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. And to the angel of the church, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can be seated. We'll just continue from where we read in the Sunday school. But I will read just one paragraph here to close the tongues not being the evidence of the Holy Ghost. The prophet said, today amongst many folks, it is taken for granted that all who claim to receive the Holy Ghost by speaking in tongues speak in a genuine spiritual tongue. It is claimed. No, the prophet said, it is taken for granted that all those that claim to receive the Holy Ghost by speaking in tongues, that they speak in a genuine spiritual tongue. It is taken for granted. But this is not so, for many people speak in a known tongue, but under the influence of a wrong spirit. And this known tongue is tongues of men, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit. But the person himself is under the influence of a wrong spirit. Now let's say we are in a meeting and people are all speaking in tongues. How can you know which tongue is from the Spirit and which is from the devil? I have been amongst the hidden where their wizards drank blood out of his skull, spoke in tongues, and interpreted and prophesied. They can even write in tongues. Now, if tongues is the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost, then every tongue will have to be of God. But it has been admitted by tongues evidence people that there are false and true tongues, for God has the genuine and Satan has the false. So my question is, who knows what is real? Who understood the language to know what was spoken? Who has the gift of discernment to know? Now, when we get those answers, we will have something to go on. But until then, we have to wonder about the source of the tongues. You can see right now that if you back up a tongue's evidence and don't know what is being said, you have to finally come to the place where all tongues have to be of God. That will lead us then to believe that the devil cannot speak in tongues. That is not so. No, not for a minute. Any true missionary in a foreign field knows only too well that devil speak in other tongues, the same as I know it by experience. Amen. Now, because this is not a problem to us here, so we don't need to spend too much time on it. But we have known that tongues is not the evidence that somebody is filled with the Holy Ghost. Tongues is one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. And we have seen people speak in tongues and their life is not correct. We have seen people prophesy and their life is not correct. We have seen people even cast out, do miracles, and yet their life is not correct. So, let's put that. Our focus now is, we want to look at those special group of people that can hear God's word in every age and understand it and live by it. The prophet told us here that there is a special group of people, one special group that receives the revelation for each age. See, that group is of God. See, it's a very special group. Alright. So, we want to start from here. As a prophet, let me just bypass all this one. Yeah. Now the prophet said that the thing that caused when he finished with the tongues and the rest of it, he said, what has caused the misunderstanding, he said, is experience. It's experience that caused misunderstanding. Say, we have gone by experience and not the word. Away with experience as your measuring line. There is only one plumb line, only one rod, and that is the word. Amen. See, watch carefully and get this. Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, you may have a question in your mind. Let me deal with it before I proceed. Say, Bob Abraham said that Christianity is an experience and a life. True. The experience doesn't have to be speaking in tongues. When you understand the message perfectly, the main experience that Bob Abraham talked about that each person must have is a change of life. He said it is an experience of as of that time, as from that time. There has to be a time where there is a turning point, that something happened that caused you to make a U-turn from the way you are going, and you are now going the right way. That is the experience that Abraham referred to in the message, discerning the body of the Lord, when he said Christianity is an experience and a life. But here, Abraham is dealing with the experiences that people have in the Pentecostal world, and they owe to as the evidence that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And it is proven by God's word that what they are holding to is wrong. Because the life is not coping. The life is not according to God's word. Anyone that understands and have the revelation that the Holy Spirit is God in spirit form, then will be able to know that where that Holy Spirit is inspiring somebody, it will only inspire you to do what God himself will do. If that spirit inspires you to do something contrary to what God will do, it means that that spirit is not the same Holy Spirit that the Bible is talking about. That's why Abraham said that some people have met a deceiving spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot deny himself. He cannot deny his word. And his character is the same. His nature is the same. He does not change. So let's go. Now the prophet said, Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? This is the whole of our problem right here. People repent of their sins. They get baptized in water. But they don't go on and receive the Holy Ghost. You believe on to receiving the Holy Spirit. Believing on Jesus is the step in the right direction, which is toward the Holy Ghost. But the people stop there. They go as far as water and then stop. They believe and then stop. The Bible does not say that you receive when you believe. It is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? The exact and literal translation is, did ye, having previously believed, receive the Holy Ghost? Or after you believed, did you have an experience of a change of life? After you believe, did you have an experience? It's just like you are hearing something you have not heard before. You have to accept that thing or reject it. So when you admit that what you are hearing is the truth, and you also accept it, that means that you are believing.
But if something to now have effect on you now is another thing. Amen. Now the prophet said, the people believe and then stop. You don't receive the Holy Ghost when you believe unto him having repented. You go on and receive the Holy Ghost. Do you see it? That is what is wrong with our fundamentalists. They have no power, for they stop short of Pentecost. You know, like you have heard, the prophet told us in the message, what is the Holy Ghost? He said it is power for service, power for prayer, power to live holy life, power to say no to what is wrong, and to be able to admit what is right. It's power in every way. Or is the energizer, is the quickener, is the one that quickens the world. Quicken means to make something alive. Without this Holy Spirit, you will have gone 10 miles before you remember what the word of God said about it. The will of the flesh will have prevailed. You will have carried out your own will before you remember, or when they are now saying it, or you are hearing it again in sermon, then you will now begin to regret that I should have. Nearly cannot kill a bird. That's so he nearly hit it. As long as it is nearly, it will never kill the bird. It has to hit it exactly before it can ever affect the bird. Amen. Alright. The prophet said, they are like the children of Israel who came out of Egypt and stopped short of the promised land. Those children of Israel left Egypt about 2 million strong. 2 million people. They all journeyed together. Listen carefully now. All saw the same miracles of God that happened in Egypt. They were all there when the Red Sea opened. Let's liken them to church people. They all partook of the same manna and water from the smitten rock. And the manna is called angel's food. And the rock is called the spiritual drink, which Brapo says is Christ. They all eat the food that God sent from heaven. He bake it, make it ready for eating. Then it's table ready. Send it down. Just pick and eat. They all ate it. Both believers, may believers, unbelievers. That are ate from it. Korah ate. Abraham ate. They all drank from that rock, which was the spiritual rock, which Brapo said is Christ. Alright. Now the prophet said, all of them followed the same cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, but only two reached the promised land. Two over 2 million. This is where Abraham preached the message, one in a million. And the prophet in one place said that you as a person, if you are a believer, you are representing 1 million people. There are 999,000 people, 999 people that perished while only I was alive. Nine hundred and ninety-nine thousand. Because it's when you add only one to this that will make it 1 million. Is that correct? Mathematicians, at least the little arithmetic I did can see. this one person is saved, this number perish. It is still like that up to now. In Nigeria, they don't know accurate, the accurate something now. But they are saying, let us assume it is 210 million. 210 million. From this, if we can see 210 that are actually filled with the Holy Ghost, 210 people. The message church in Nigeria, if you gather all of them together, perhaps they will be up to about, let me say 30,000. Because our church is one of the biggest churches. When you see, churches, some churches are not up to 10. Most of the churches in the year are churches. Many of them are family churches. Wait, where was I trying to? I've traveled this country a little bit. You will see almost a whole state, no church. Desert, no church. It's actually the west of Nigeria that you have the largest population of message people. And this same west, there are people that are still far from the message. That when you get there, you begin to wonder, this one, is this message church or what? That it does not resemble message. So I came from Liberia to tell you my experience there. In that place, I am not sure that two people have the Holy Ghost. I'm not sure that two people have the Holy Ghost there. I preach harder than I do here in that place. And I have seen after I preach very hard sermon like that one, right outside the church, almost free for all fights. When somebody came to meet us in the pastor's office, and we are trying to settle something, another serious fire, I want to break out from there, then we hear another noise again. Inside the church, we have to leave this one, come out, and no. I say, what is this one? What is this one? Now, so sometimes when you begin to hear, because I'm sure that when Abraham was preaching those things, there were resentments. That it cannot be so. If because you don't know, and you are only limited with your eye to your, even for you, Google resenting it, are you sure you are one of them? When a vindicated prophet is talking, where comes the spirit of resentment? Who are you to be resenting what he's saying? Somebody that can stand like this one and tell everybody what they are taking in their heart. And tell everybody what their life is in the past and what their life is. I can tell them what they will even do tomorrow. And it will not change. If it will change, why is it that Judas did not change after he has been told what they will do? It cannot change. It is written of him. And it is settled for his case. It cannot go beyond that. There is a power that will make it to work out like that. One in a million. What they experienced there, we didn't experience it. The signs and wonders that took place in Egypt is greater than what you can witness today. You are looking at me strange. I don't want to divert. But you imagine that in this Ibadan, from LLA to the other side, there is darkness. From this place to this place is light. How do you explain that one? There is no physical wall like the Berlin Wall. There is no physical wall that separated Iggy from Goshen. It's a walk through to each other. No wall of any kind. And yet, there is an invisible wall that God put there. that when there are flies in that place, the flies will never cross that boundary to this other side. And those flies are uncountable. Billions. Frogs. Different. Go back and read those things. Different of those things, and they were happening, and these people are witnessing it. That type of miracle, tell me where else you find it in the Bible. That was why God was not ready at all to bear with them after they have failed the 10 tests. Remember that at every junction of even the test that was given to them, a miracle ended to make the journey to continue. The first was at the Red Sea. When the sea was opened, they themselves saw that this one has never happened before. This is a sea that just opened like this one and created a path like this one, and they walked through it. A wall of water like this one. And they walked through. Egyptians enter, Pharaoh himself, the head of the old Egypt, all his lieutenants, the chief, and all the men of warrior, and everybody, they now enter with their chariots. Enter inside. When they were right in the middle of it, then storm started. Serious storms. God, first of all, troubled them. The water has not even closed yet. Oh. Serious storm. Until then, they say that God is fighting us, is fighting for these people against us. Brother Abraham said that what happened was that God looked at the Red Sea through the pillar of fire with his angry eyes. When everything was so tumultuous and they did it, they now say, let us turn back. If you read it very well, they say, let us turn back. Because by now we are convinced that God did not want us to follow them as we are doing. But the place where they are coming to that conclusion, it was late. They have already gotten to the point of no return. That is how repentances are for people that ever that have been before us, that God is calling us, showing us examples. There's always a point when those people used to repent. But the point of repentance is always too late. One day, Esau finally recognized that he made a mistake and he wept. The Bible said that he carefully sought it with tears. He couldn't find it. Judas also wept. Like Peter also wept. He wept bitterly. No, he didn't stop there. He did not remove one penny from the money. He carried the money 100% and bring it to the people that gave it to him. Restitution. By his head knowledge, he know that if you collect money, you have to return it. So he did that one, he brought it. Unfortunately, the people didn't collect it. Well, you collect it, you don't collect it, I will throw it down. He throw it down there. So they carry it to go and use it to buy a feed. Despite all that, his mind was not settled. Then he now look at his life that where will he belong to? After all this event, how will his eyes see the people that are seeing him follow Jesus Christ? How will they look at him? Which church will he join? What will he now believe? That the only thing is to live this life. Because there is no group now he can belong to. He can't fit in with the Sadducees. He can't fit in with the Pharisees. He can't fit in with the Herodias. He cannot fit in with any group. So he looked at it that the only way is just to live this life. And he went and jumped inside the river and committed suicide. Brother Abraham said that till now, that there is a legend that said that in Switzerland, that there is a water that turns blue every Good Friday. Brother Abraham said that thing is a sign. That the blood of Jesus Christ, that the blood of Judas, that water refused it. We are not guilty of your blood. So these people, the thing that God gave to them as example, we have not seen it. If you go and read it very well, we just read the Bible like that one and go. Go and sit down. When you read it, meditate on it. miracles of miracles were performed there until it happened that one person per house, apart from the animal kingdom, all their firstborn died, then human being too, all the firstborn died. If not because that God has said that I will harden the heart of Pharaoh, do you think that all those things are not sufficient for somebody to repent? Is it not enough for somebody to repent? But God said that I will harden his heart. At every time he wants to repent, something will come, an anointing. His heart will be hardened. He will shake himself. Ah, what is happening? Say, what are they saying? No, they cannot go anywhere. Then he will come and tell the people. Look. May God have mercy. A time come that some of even his listeners were no more with him. The Bible said that they would rather believe what Moses said. When he gave instruction, they will go and carry it out. Because they are finding that if I say the instruction of Moses is working every time. But this man that say our God, Nayema, he won't finish all of us here. When he asked them to remove all their cattle, they will go and bring their own inside. They go and bring their own inside and keep the inside. Pharaoh and his people perish in the Red Sea. Apart from the miracles that happened in Egypt. After this test, you know, in school, we have teachers here. Teachers of different level, from nursery to... Now, when you will see this, I mean, when you do test in your school and your children fail, what do you do? What do you do? You do correction. Do you do correction for them to see how you do it so that the next one they will not fail? After the people murmur at the Red Sea and the sea finally open, God is still showing to them that there is no situation I cannot handle. When they cross that one, 3-day journey, they hit another place. Then they were tested. And the water they tested there was bitter. Then another complaint. That same water was turned to sweet water and they could drink. It doesn't mean that the next one that they will see pass. They see faith. So, the thing that the last straw that brought the camels back was that when Moses, now God, it was God that told him that he should pick one person from his tribe to go and check the land and come back with the report. And they came back and 10 of them said that the land that we went to check is good, quite all right. The fruits are fine. We brought some of the things. It's here. But let us warn you people. Let us warn you people. That land, the people we saw there, they are not like we, like they are giants. They're giants. That's number one. Number two, even the walls there, they have high walls, they fence their land. It's not that you just walk through and just say you are taking over. It's not so. When you compare ourselves with those people that are in that place, we are just like grasshoppers beside them. In fact, that land, it will devour its inhabitants. You see, we have made a mistake in following this man to bring us to this place. When God listened to all that they have said, and they said that their children is going to be praying in the wilderness and the rest of it, God just used their word as their judgment. So what happened is that you are no more crossing here. This is the final exam. As many of you as have confessed negative, as many of you as have believed in negativity, this is your end. That's why they perish. The real 2 million people that actually left Egypt, only 2 of them entered the promised land. The original 2 million that saw those signs and wonders, God made sure that none of them entered that land because they don't believe in the land. That is why when Brabham was preaching on what is the Holy Ghost, he said before you come and receive the Holy Ghost, you have to know what it is. He He said, and you cannot receive it except you know what it does when it enters into you. You'll be able to know what kind of spirit have entered inside. Because there are uncountable spirits in the world. And they are all spirits. But only one of them spirits belong to God. That is called the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, just as the name is a spirit that is holy. So if somebody have a spirit that is not holy, it is not the one that God promised. As much as we preach these things, as much as you yourself can read it, as long as you also listen to it from the tapes, let me tell you something. I'm just laying background. Except God himself give you understanding, your life will not be holy, and you will be holding to it that I have. You won't be able to live holy life, and yet you'll be claiming I have. What is unholiness? Somebody tell a lie. Is he holy? Somebody lost him. Is he holy? A fornicator, is he holy? Somebody that gossip, is he holy? Somebody that keep malice, is he holy? Somebody that fight, is he holy? You see how the Mary begin to reduce? That is the thing. You see, one time they carry Jesus, they carry a woman and went to go and show. See, this woman will catch her right in the act. They already carry stone already. But they will just want to find out from you what you have to say about it. They have already carried the stone according to the law of Moses to stone her. Let us not deal with the hypocrisy, because if you find somebody in the act, not that you just met her naked and you assume, but you find her in the act. Is there only one person you met in that act? Where is the man? He said, okay. Then Jesus begin to write. He didn't look at them. Just begin right. This thing I'm saying, if it was Brother Abraham that was asking that question, I bet you he will mention every evil spirit that is in every life that has evil spirit. Yeah. If he wants to follow, not mentioning them, just be looking at the audience by the anointing that he has. By the pillar of fire, he will call every bit of what is wrong in people's life here. Okay. Somebody that have worldliness, that love the things of the world, is he filled with the Holy Spirit? All right. Now the prophet said here, only two reach the promised land. Only two were true or real believers among the 2 million. That is correct, because the world tells us that the rest died because of unbelief. And because of unbelief, they could not enter in. Hebrews 3:19. Since that is so, and only two entered, then the rest were not true believers. So, when 2 million, out of the 2 million now, let's put this one like this, 2 million. Abi? Then we have to work on this one too. Uh,
No. 1 million.
Is that correct? 1,999,998. Among those that left Egypt, which are 2 million here, that left Egypt, if you remove two, you have 1,999,998 people that perish in the wilderness, who are unbelievers, make believers. They didn't believe. Now the prophet says, what made the difference? Two stayed with the word. You find out that it's easy to be a Christian, but that is if God have ordained the person to be a Christian. Two stayed with the word. What did the word say? The word said, I have given you the land. Period. Irrespective of what you see, irrespective of what you hear, irrespective of what happened, I have given you the land. Period. Joshua and Caleb believe that one. How they will possess it is not their business. But for this 1,999,998, they were after, how can we possess it? By this we are seeing, by this that we are hearing, how can we possess it? And everything in the scriptures, everything in the scriptures, Abraham said, God did not say we should understand. He only said we should believe. You can come it from Genesis to Revelation. You will find that out at every point when things happen, when God made promises and things have to happen, nobody understood how it will happen. Those people that enjoy his benefit are just those that believe that what God said, God will bring it to pass. If anybody is to enjoy healing, it's the same principle. It's the same principle. From the point you are prayed for till you will fully recover, in between this point, it has to be with your faith. If your faith is like this one, that's how your head also will be. And between this prayer and this point of full recovery, there are going to be serious symptoms. I mean, serious symptoms that can even be more serious than the previous one. Serious symptoms that can be worse than the ones you have even before the prayer. That if God is not taking, Satan will now tell you that it is even after you are prayed for that it will become worse. What is he trying to bring out from there? You shouldn't have gone for the prayer. Because it is prayer that worsens your situation. That is why the Bible said that he that want to come to God, before you come, believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you don't have that faith, he said, don't even come. Because when you come, for you to be able to weather the storm, to sustain the testimony, that your faith will be put to test. Amen. Two stayed with the word. When they asked of the 10 spies faith at Kadesh Barnea, Joshua and Caleb did not stagger, for they believed the word and said, we are more than able to take the land. They knew they could because God has said, I have given you the land. What God said that Caleb and Joshua had, this other 10, did they not hear it? They also had it. He also had. But what is the difference? He did not miss with faith in the heart of the 10. They didn't believe it. They just hear it by the hearing of their ears. Remember that we are talking about the Holy Spirit in profit them because it did not mix with faith in their heart. And faith is revelation. They didn't have revelation of what they have heard. They just hear it as when man has spoken. Of course, it was man that delivered it to them. Moses was the one that came to tell them that God said he has given you that land. Oh yeah, go and possess it. But remember that a day came that they said that they are tired of hearing Moses. And God asked them to come beside the mountain. And God descended himself. Told them a distance that they have to keep to that mountain so that they will not die. When God was coming down, were they not convinced that day? They were convinced. They were now convinced that it was God that spoke to Moses. And that whatever they even said, that whatever Moses told them thereafter, they will listen to it. But how long did that one last in their life? It didn't last for 2 days. That's why Abraham said that when we come to church like this and we are hearing the message, say we are eating the Holy Ghost. And at the end of the service, he said both Christians and hypocrites, everybody will rejoice at the end of the service and dance and weep. Just let them put better music. Beat better drum. You will see everybody dance. But Brother Abraham said, as some people are getting outside, the tea has left. It has left. That when something happens outside, the way the reaction will come, you will never imagine that this person has stepped in church for the last 3 months. But he's just coming out of the church now. Maybe I just told you of my experience in life that right after that, in the church compound, that's where the fight will break, including inside the church. Amen. Listen. Brother Abraham said, after all those Israelites saw of the power and goodness and deliverance of God, they did not enter into rest, which is a type of the Holy Ghost. After all that they said, that's why I paused to talk a bit about the things that they saw. We all read it in passing and gloss over it. It's more than that. You have to bring, when you are reading something in the scripture, bring it to the present. If you don't bring it to the present, you will not be able to appreciate the quality of what you are actually reading. Assume that Egypt was Ibadan. Then you just assume the portion of it now to be Goshen, the rest to be the land of Egypt. And assuming those plagues happening there, it didn't touch this place. Shouldn't these people here serve God exceptionally all the days of their life? Plagues are dropping in that place, and you are hearing it, you are seeing it on daily basis. One day, one plague, another one will come until the whole land was destroyed and nothing happened to you here. If to say that those people actually have revelation, they will say that, say, God, you are so wonderful like this. But what did you even do to actually watch all this that you have done for us? They will, if they are normal human beings, people that actually have the gene of God, they will say all the days of our life, now worship will go worship you. But the prophet said, so you can see right now that very few will ever believe all the way to receiving the Spirit of God. Abraham, using this example now, he said you can see now that very few will believe all the way. It's not that very few will come to church. It's not that very few will read Simon book. It's not that very few will be baptized in water. It's not talking about those one now. But very few, because we have already read where he was saying that many believed, but they don't go on. He said many are baptized in water, but they don't continue. If I ask who have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ to raise up their hand now, we have 90-something%. Let me go ask it. If you have been baptized in water by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ here, raise up your hand.
Look. I want the hand to be up. If you are not being baptized, put your hand down. You raise it up like that. I want to see. For this, my eyes that can go like this, for those who are of age for water baptism, I can say that I have, if not 100%, 99%. You can put your hand down. First Corinthians chapter 10. He said, all of them, these 2 million, all of them are baptized. All were baptized, no exception. In water. All saw the miracles. All heard the manna. All drank from the rock. But in that first Corinthians, Paul said, he said, but with many of them, he said, God was not well pleased. He said, with many of them. And that many we come to find out is this number. 1,999,998. Those are the many of them. God was not well pleased. May this percentage never work in our mission. It's our belief that one person here is representing 1 million somewhere. Because this one, it's a serious one. Because if it is only 2 years, like if you take me, it remains only one person. God bless you. Yeah. That is how we believe. Don't ask me what of this was. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. I don't care the testimony the person can put on the table. As far as I'm concerned, I am number one. Yes. I am saying that one without condemnation. I'm saying that one with all reverence. I'm saying it with all confidence. Because as I stand here, my A to Z is this word. If anybody wants to be my friend, you have to be the friend of this world. If you are not the friend of this world, we cannot be friendly together. We can't work together. Our together, there will be clash. Very few, we ever believe all the way. You know, small things. If you put small things down here now, you find out that people, it's easy for them to satisfy themselves than to. I was telling somebody one day, I said, my 2 daughters, I did not put hole in their ear. I think the person was saying that when they grow, they will put hole in their ear. I said, that one is for them. They put the hole. That one is for them. Because what is the meaning of the hole? What is it to enter there? Are you a better designer than God? The God that created heaven and earth, he designed everything perfect. Yes, sir. Men and female that he created like that one, permit me to use this word. Everywhere that God needed hole in the body of male or female, he already put them there. They came like that from heaven. The one that woman being put, it is an attribute of unbelief. It is an hedonism. It is idol worshipping. It is somebody want to go his own way apart from God's own way. He said, how would they know they are female? So they did not know that Eve was a female. When God did not put hole in her ear, they didn't know that she was a female. Why is it that this happened? Go to Eve, not to Adam. Did he not differentiate that this here is a female? Some people, the way they believe today, if there is a surgery that can block the hole, they will block it. If there is surgery, I know that there are sisters here, after they have seen the light, and they have seen that this one was a mistake of their parents because of unbelief, because light never shined at that time. If they can see what will block the hole, they will block it. How many sisters will have preferred that one? Can you say amen? Those are the ones that have revelation. Because the old is useless. See, is the one that will make somebody to be beautiful. Who tell you that what is beautiful in a woman is the earring? Who tell you that what is beautiful in a woman is whatever? Look, the beauty of a woman never come out until she gets married. It is when you get married and you display your character, that's when your beauty shows. Whether your husband will be pampering you or will be dressing you with a slap, it is what comes out that will determine after. May God have mercy upon us. Now we want to go further. Have it at the back of our mind. We want to look at this special, very special group of people. In the time of Moses, Joshua and Caleb were those very special group of people. And the difference was that they believed what God said and they stand by it. What the ten saw, they saw. But their conclusion and their judgment was based upon what God has said. They know that there is no situation that can overpower what God has said. That they know. So, but how it will happen, they said they don't know. They spoke out of faith. They spoke on behalf of God. That the creator of heaven and earth has said he has given us the land. How we are going to take it over is his own business. Somebody who... one of the battles that God fought for the people, which he had already promised even before the thing happened. The four lepers at the gate of Samaria. You know the story. When it was lepers that were coming, four lepers that were coming to Syria. And the people were hearing sound of war. They didn't know it was four lepers that were coming. Four lepers. Their feet was sounding like if about 3 million people were strong were coming. But four lepers, they were the ones that were coming. That is why the Bible said that the weapon of our warfare, say they are not carnal. So, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. How God does his things is supernatural. Yes. So, but it takes believers, those people that God has taught their heart, to know that if God's word has said it, it will happen. As for the how, it's not their headache. Because when you look at how he has done it before, there will never be any doubt. There will never be any unbelief. Let's go ahead. The prophet said, in John chapter 6, verse 37 and 44, it says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. We are tracing this special group of people. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And if they come to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's verse 37. 44 says, no man can come to me except the Father draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Despite the preaching you may hear, despite the tract you may read, despite the crusade you may attend, despite whatsoever may happen, if you will ever come to God, it has to be that the Father draw you. If he did not draw you, if you are drawn by a friend, you will still go back. If you are drawn, because maybe the, let us say, in that church, you add that they give somebody a house. And the GO used to do something like that once in a while. You now say, ah, maybe the next one could be my turn. If that is what brought you, you will go. Because it will come to pass that it may never be your turn. It may come to pass that what we are expecting never happened. But there are different ways that if all of us will think of what brought us to Ibadan. Very few people are native of Ibadan here. Very, very few people. Very, very few people are from Ibadan. Real Ibadan here. People from Imo State, they are here. Edo State, they here. Osun State, they here. Ekiti, they here. And different places that we come. And we come to see ourselves here. On those states, perhaps. Here. Different things. Different places. If everybody is to give testimony of how they come across this message of the hour, it will look, it's odd. It's special to everybody. It's just special to everybody. Let's leave the one that our children will give back to. But the people that have to find their way themselves. And even when we talk about the children we give back to, I used to hold meeting with my family a few times. Ask them, what did you understand by this message? What question did you have? Is the message true at all? Ask them questions. Because since they were born by a father and mother that is in this message, it's not automatic that they will become believers. Each person have to also listen. Now, they did not have the opportunity to see the negative things that we see to be able to compare. All that they see now is when they go out, they see things in the, on the street and no. But they also see negative things also here too. Oh, sure. Because some negative are also here. May not be in our local assembly. But in the bracket of the message, you see negative things. If it can also happen in our local assembly too, it can happen that two people are not greeting themselves. It's also a negative thing. It can happen like that. Two people may fight and it's not settled. It can happen like that. Husband and wife may also quarrel and the thing lingers and lingers and lingers and almost lead to separation. All of them, they are all negative. And they will listen to pastor preach sometimes, rebuke and rebuke, and maybe they are questioning. Those things, are they here? Oh, sure. Most of the time, they are here. Most of the time, they are here. Once in a while, they are not here. But most times, they are here. Yeah, I'm a minister and I'm an associate pastor. So I speak with some understanding and authority. When you see some of the negative and whatever positive, sometimes you may even see negative more than positive. In those days, in the convention, this one will come. Priest Sote, he has the reason he's targeting. And you see people stand up and walk to the front. Amen, brother! Because they believe, they know the person he is speaking against. To me, those type of amen is a real carnal amen. Carnal or carnality. The person rising up on the sea coming here is the worst I have ever seen. At best, it's a Pharisee. Now, in the church of God, it's not a political ground. When you see the word of God coming, in rebuke, in correction, and you find that God has helped you above that one, all that you need to do is to bow your head and be praying your heart that whosoever is in this bracket, God, don't let the person miss it. Let this be the last time the person will have such an experience. if actually the grace of God has appeared unto you. But if your own amen is to say amen so that the person will hear that I think you are hearing, God still needs to work on you. All that the Father giveth me shall come. And him that cometh, I will no wise cast out. Say, no man can come to me except the Father draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now in John chapter 1 verse 12 and 13 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Those that receive him, he give them power to become the sons of God. So this power he give to them is the Holy Spirit. And these people he give it to, they are the one that the Father has given to him. And they are the one that receive him. And they are the one that he give this power to. Whatever happened in this household of faith, in this message or in the word of God, has to be with all your entire heart. When you hear God's word, you take it with all your soul. All your heart. All your mind. All your life. You put it on it. But if it is one leg inside and one leg out, Brother James said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And let not that man think that he will receive anything from the Lord. You can't get nothing from God until all your mind is single, all your heart is single. You do not entertain any other thing whatsoever. You don't assume any other possibility. You don't think of any other alternative. There is no alternative to this way. There is no other possibility. No other assumption. Only this one or nothing. It is when you put yourself like, we have been hearing all this over many years. The children that are growing from children's school to adolescent, then to adult class. The same thing is what you have been hearing. The summary of coming to the message, we can say it in two statements. Repent. Be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Then receive the Holy Ghost. Period. That is the all the message from A to Z. You say, what about every other thing? Even if you are not told, the Spirit itself will do the work. That Spirit, when he enters inside, he will tell you how to deal with your own wife, how to deal with your children, how to deal with your husband, how to deal with your neighbor, how you to deal with your co-workers, how to deal everywhere. If you put on a dress that Spirit is not satisfied with, he will raise a question. If you do any hairdo and that Spirit is not pleased with it, it will bring condemnation. This preaching we are preaching, we are not preaching because we need to preach. Because it is God's program for us to preach. Or if we just come here every day and just start praying, say, you receive the Holy Ghost, and everybody, whosoever receive the Holy Ghost, the problem is ended with that person. If there is no privilege, if there is no opportunity for them to hear the message, Jehovah God himself will accomplish everything by his Spirit in that person, wherever the Spirit is. As long as it is the right Spirit. No matter, hey, evangelists, You know, they can tear and tear. Let them tear until the poop itself will catch fire. What each one will do is what they will do. That's the fact. What each one will do is what they will do.
If you say that this something is worldly, something will tell you that this is not worldly now. What is worldly in this one? It's his idea.
And he will not feel any condemnation. And he will go his way.
Say this clothes, whether it's not long enough.
Who said this one is not long enough?
It's long enough.
He said it's transparent.
It's not.
Now, there is, oh, mercy. Brother Abraham, there is somebody who is the interpreter. Each individual has an interpreter. That's 100% the message. Each individual have an interpreter. No matter what is being preached, no matter what you are reading, no matter what you are hearing, each individual has an interpreter. Brother Abraham said that the interpreter of if was Satan. And anyone that is not an elect have the same interpreter. That whatever is that go forth from here, that interpreter is sitting right by you, interpreting what is coming out from here to you. It's not visible to the visible eyes. But it's the one that will be interpreting what is said to you and be giving you his own understanding. So it is that understanding you will go with. When it comes to time of dancing, you will dance. The time of praising God, you will praise God. The time of everything, you will do the same thing. But that interpreter, as long as he's with you, Ephesians 1, 4 to 5. Wherever we reach, we stop. Pastor is traveling. He's traveling soon. So we have time. We have time. We have quite some time. So, no wala. So, we'll, Brother Umi is busy with Bakatari. So, you see, we are few years. So, time day. No rush now. Oh, my.
According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, we are speaking about this special group of people. That we should be holy and without blame before him. You see, if you are an elect and you are reading, he chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Filthy. We should be holy and without blame before him. That will be registering something to your heart. So when anything unholy is coming to you, you will know that when he chose us before the foundation of the world, this is not what he chose you to. In love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. Now, Abraham said, without getting into or too involved in the subject of sovereignty of God, God will take a book in itself, he said. So let me point out here that according to these verses, Jesus Christ is choosing his own bride just the same as men choose their bride today. The bride today does not simply decide she's going to take a certain man for a husband. You know, women doesn't have identity until they got married. When they are born as a girl, they bear the name of their father. But a time is coming that the name of their father will be deleted for the husband's name. It will be deleted, and even where they will even reside, they don't even know. Where they will reside, where they will be living. Yes, if tomorrow now, I told my wife that let's move to Ghana. If she says she's not moving, it means that she wants to divorce.
Is that not it? Oh, that is it. See, let's move to Ghana. If I want to make it spiritual, I say I feel it. Because that is one thing with the message. There are true leadership and there are personal leadership. But everybody has found out that if they don't want arguments, they don't want to get into issues with pastor or anybody, I feel it. So, and when the person says, I feel it, whosoever, you have to answer. If not, you'll be seen fighting against God. So you are fighting against leadership. But we are seeing the leadership sometimes that it gets as it be. Now, the marriage of a woman determines the name she will bear, determines, can even determine her future. Because by the message, Abraham said, if a good woman go and marry a man that is no account, he said, very soon, either this one go like this or this one go like this, one will happen. I don't want to go into marriage and divorce now. But may I say this? The few years I've been in the message around 38 years now. When people are backsliding, they backslide completely with the family. Especially, I'm talking of men now. The wife used to follow them to backslide. I'm not saying maybe somebody changed location. I mean people that backslide from the message. I deny it. The wife too, we say he has been looking at it. A brother comes here some years ago, stayed here for about 7 years or eight or thereabout, and the point said, we are not seeing them, we went to the house. The man said, even that the wife too has been saying he has been looking at it, even before himself, look at it. We do all that we can do. We have to leave them. See it to it. It's on record that we have done our part. Now they are going to settle down back to their denomination. So it's on most cases, when man takes that step, the wife doesn't see any difference. They see the same thing. That's what Abraham said. That marriage and divorce is next to serpent seed. When he made that statement and they asked him, because people that are very, they listen and they ask him, bah, did you say that marriage and divorce is next to serpent seed? He first of all, if you go and look at the, first of all, look at, maybe to not to make it that heavy. But as he was going in that answer, he still ended on the same thing. Because when you go and gather everything together, say you are what to marry. The bride today does not simply decide she's going to take a certain man for a husband. No, sir. It is the groom who decides and chooses a certain woman for his bride. That is why John 15:16 said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. According to the word of God, the bride was chosen before the foundation of the world. This choosing of the bride was proposed in himself. Ephesians 1:9 and in Romans 9:11, he said that the purpose of God according to election might stand. You can't read it any other way. The heart purpose, the eternal purpose of God, was to take a bride of his own choosing. Nobody will choose for him. He will be the one to do the choosing. That is what the prophet is trying to bring out. Nobody chooses. Far his Old Testament that they used to choose women for husband. Maybe they still do it in some remote areas now. There is this one of inheritance. If the man died, the junior brother will take over. That's Old Testament and some remote areas. Maybe they still do it like that. But in the civilized world, the woman will have to go and look for We have to go and stay. If somebody else asks, then if not, and so she will remain. And we have parents in those days that used to marry wife for their children. Some people, they will help them to marry one girl for village and is living in the city. So when he visits village, that is his wife there. All those are completely contrary to God's word. It is the man that looks for the wife that is of his choice and marry. Well, I don't want to go to marriage and divorce. I'm just trying to establish something here. Abraham have said that when the man has a revelation in our level now, the woman too must also have his own, her own revelation also. The woman too also have the right to go and pray and ask God, is this your will? If God says yes, she goes ahead. If she did not get any answer from God and her mind just didn't flow, she has a right to hold on. Because it is a life journey. It's not a journey of 2 years. It's not a journey of 3 years. Neither can you come back tomorrow and say, Pastor, this girl that you said that there's nothing like that. It is two of you together. Neither can the girl say that, if not because you come and meet me. If you come and meet me, do you too? Why did you say yes? It has put all of you 50-50. Nobody can blame each other. He came and you also accept. It's 50-50. You are not forced to accept. Neither are you forced to go and meet anybody. All right. Now, the ad purpose, the eternal purpose of God was to take a bride of his own choosing, and that purpose was in himself. And be eternal was decreed before the foundation of the world. Heart purpose. The purpose in his heart was that he wants to have a wife. And that wife will be a wife that the way he have it. Like if a man wants to get married now, somebody may say, okay, I want a girl that is fair in complexion. I'm just saying that if you go and follow that one, you are misroad. You miss road by a million. Complexion. Height. Education. Tribe. Others, size. Yeah, all these are factors that some people put into congregation before they get married. The complexion, the height, the educational, whatever, the tribe the person comes from, and the size. Whether it's fat or slim. All those. But you can get all these recommendations out by yourself. Now, you that have it in your heart, maybe you didn't tell anybody, but you are using these things to search. So by the time you search, you now go and meet the person. You may not be honest about all this one to come out and say, I feel late. Like I said, that is the covering everybody used to cover everything. But in some people, these are the things that is background. Then they come out with, I feel led. But no God know the heart of all human beings. If you use this one to choose, and you discover later that that person is not the one that you ought to have chosen, it might be a point where it is too late. Because once that vow is exchanged, it's late. When it comes to God, before the world began, Abraham said in here, which I think we'll see it. Yeah, it's just the next thing that we'll read. He said, before there was ever a speck of stardust. Just the next paragraph. Before God was God, God is an object of adoration, and no one was there to worship him. So he was at that time only potentially God. In reality, he was not God, because God means an object of worship, and there is nothing to worship him. So he was just potentially God. And he was known only as eternal spirit. The bread was already in his mind. When he was that eternal spirit, at that state of eternal spirit, the bread was already in his mind. When he was El Ela Elohim, the self-existing one that no one take counsel with, nothing to worship him. He was just there alone. That is when he already have the bride in his mind. And you know the difference between God and human being? A human being, we have to go and look for the wife that is to marry, that is already existing somewhere. But that is not God. God creates what is in his mind. What he wants to fellowship with is still the one that created it. So in every generation, he knows how many among them that exist in every generation. They are not the same number. They are not equal number in every generation. This generation, it may be 2. The next one, it may be 10. The next one, maybe 200. But he knows who is who. When the post-antediluvian world, after the destruction of this something, and Noah and his family began to populate the earth, and the population was increasing until they got to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11 was the Tower of Babel. Is that correct? At the end of Genesis 11, when their language was confounded and they scattered abroad, God Almighty, he was the one that moved around and saw Abraham, bearing Abraham that time, that this one is among those ones that were in my heart. So he went to meet him. Abraham that time was not a worshiper of God, because there was no religion like that that existed worshiping God at all. But God called him from that idol worship that his father introduced him to, and called him that, "I have dealings with you. I have a covenant I want to establish with you. Leave this place. Take your wife. Leave this place. Leave everything behind to the place I will show you." And then they moved. From that place, God told him that he was going to make him father of nations and no children. Have one wife. Until the wife suggested Hagar to him. And then he took Hagar. Hagar pregnant. Then Ishmael came. One day, Abraham said, "Oh, let Ishmael live before you." God said, Ishmael live before me. He said, forget about this one, that it is in Isaac. Isaac's name was pronounced before he was born. Said, "The son that will come through your loins, and it will be through this era that will come, is Isaac." Said, "That is the person through whom I will establish my covenant." And from there it was going until reach passed through that Isaac to Jacob. Jacob and Esau. And then, you know, God came again and said, "Esau is out. I hate him. But I love Jacob." Abraham said that if you look at the two of them in the house, you will choose Esau. Because physically, Esau was a nice man. Esau was a nice man. There's no report that he was fighting everywhere. There's no report that he was stealing. There's no report that he was... Maybe the fact he was a nice man. And he goes, obedient to the father, go and kill venison, taking care of his man that was, his baba that was turning blind. Two very good care of him. The father said that, go and bring venison so that I will bless you. You have done enough. I want to bless you. But he want to bless somebody that God say he hates. This is somebody that said God say he hates. And because it is God's own program, he has to make it that. The time he is making that statement, Rebecca is hearing. Because Rebecca hold the secret that Esau I hate, Jacob I love. The secret is with Rebecca. God made sure that she was close by and had it. She didn't talk. She just allowed the man to carry his instrument and enter bush. And call Jacob. Come, there's something here. I heard your father said this. So you go to the backyard now and bring me an animal, kill it, so that I will dress it the way your father will like it, so that I can bless you. Then question and answer. What of this? 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 Rebecca said, if not cause, I will carry it. If they didn't turn to cause, I will carry it. Rebecca knew it can never turn to cause because God spoke to her directly. That first one I hate. This one is the one I love. And the one that God loves is the one that he will bless. And the blessing that is to come out from the mouth of this their father is a blessing that God will see. God have to arrange it. And that one was combing inside the wilderness up and down. Meat was ready here. Serving that the saliva was already drawing. And the father was hungry and this is the something I had. So he come around, he hear a strange voice. Say, who are you? Say, I'm Esau, your son. Esau, my son. Esau, no, they talk like this. Ah, is it today the voice will just change altogether like that? It can't be Esau now. Ah, is this so fast? That's not the way auntie trip used to be. He said, today is God that put it in. Quickly, is God, your God that brought it to me. Fast. Ah. Are you sure you are really Esau? Papa, will I be telling you like, I'm 3 boy now. He said, okay, come close. Gave him the hand that the mother have put something, rub it. Say, when he was about to bless him, he said, come close, let me smell you. When he do that, so he still put hand on the neck and things like that to do final checking. He found out that the place too was still here. The man concluded, this blessing can no more be delayed, but I will say one thing. That the hand is Esau's hand. I mean Jacob's hand. Esau's hand. But the voice, not Jacob's voice. Why is it that he did not say, okay, if this is the real Esau, let this blessing follow him. But if he's an impersonator, let it turn the other way. Why didn't he say that? Why did he say, you go and wait, come back in 1 hour? Why did he? Because God himself was part of the business. The arrangement is from above. Because these things were calculated because the eternal spirit, these are what was in his heart. Before he started creating at all, this is what was in his heart. He's the one that created that hunger in the stomach of Esau that make him to be hungry so much as to release his birthright for a plate of food. God arranged everything. Amen. Now the prophet said, he was known only as eternal spirit. The bride was already in his mind. Yes, she was. She was existing in his thoughts. And what about those thoughts of God? They are eternal. Are they not? So the next thing now is to deal with the thoughts of God. The thoughts of God does not have a beginning, does not have an end. And because the thoughts of God and God himself is the same. It is thoughts that normally become words. Thoughts, when it is expressed, is word. And the word of a man and the man himself, they are inseparable. Now the prophet said, the thoughts of the eternal thoughts of God, let me ask you, are the thoughts of God eternal? He said, if you can see this, you will see many things. It will settle your mind. When you see this, say you will see many things. God is unchangeable in both essence and behavior. We have studied that and proven that already. God is infinite in his abilities. So therefore, he as God must be omniscient. If he is omniscient, then he is not learning, is not now learning, nor is he taking counsel even with himself. Not to talk of another person. He himself is not even looking at what can I do to better this. What can I do to improve the situation? No improvement. What is going on now is the playing of the written script. Script that has been written is being played. You as a person, you are playing a script that is written of you. I am playing a script that is written of me. All that I'm doing now and all that will be tomorrow, they are all settled with God as taught in his heart before the world began. There are things that God knows that those are the things that will happen. Those are the things that I will do. When the word of God is before me, my choice is already in his thought that this is what he will choose. Amen. They are deep, but they are the truth. And we have to face it. We have to face it. Oh, glory to God. Nor is he at any time adding to his knowledge. If he can add to his knowledge, then it's not omniscient. Omniscient means to know all things. The best we could say is that sometime it will be. That's if he's learning or adding more to his knowledge now. But that is not scriptural. He is omniscient. He has never had a new thought about anything because all his thoughts he has always had and we and always will have and knows the end from the beginning because he is God. Amen. Thus the thoughts of God are eternal, they are real. They are eternal and they are real. Praise be to God. See, they are not simply like a man with a blueprint he has drawn up and which one day will be translated into substance and form, but they are already real and eternal and part of God. You see, in this world, you have things that can, almost every profession have something that I explain about God. In engineering, you have an aspect of it that is the architect. You see, you know, when we are talking about the building program, they used to put a building here. In construction, they call that one as built plan. We call it as built. That is when it is built, that is how it will look like. God already have it like that in his mind. A complete picture of everything. We as mortal, we don't even know this evening. We don't even know this evening. Neither do we even know what will happen at 2 o'clock. If by 2 o'clock we hear a news that says that there is going to be curfew by 6 o'clock, we will not have the next service. Say, everybody, find your level. But we don't know that. It's only God that knows. That is why, since you don't know tomorrow, you will be careless to be making your decision on your own without handing it over to the God that knows eternity. Because as you are going along the way, whatever happens, you will call him. But you cannot call him and he will listen to you if when you are supposed to include him in the program, you did not include him.
Amen. See how this works. God always had his thoughts for Adam. Adam, as his thoughts, was yet unexpressed. Psalm 139, verse 15 and 16, we give you a little idea of this. Say, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Then I did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book were all my members written, when in continuance were fashioned, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. See, everything was already a substance with you when in existence, physically, none of them. That is God. Now, the prophet said that, as I said, was not written about Adam, but it gives you the idea and knowledge that the thought was there in his mind. And that thought was eternal and had to be expressed. So when Adam was formed of the dust of the earth, and a spiritual being created by God, then Adam became God's thought expressed. And those eternal thoughts were now manifested. Amen. Now, Brother Abraham went from level to level as he's bringing this one. He started from the heart purpose of God. After he first of all told us about how out of 2 million, only two people believed. 1 million less than one. 1 person in 1 million believed. All others did not believe. Was it a news to God? Was it a surprise to God? Was God sad that he has lost? Because if somebody got 2 out of 2 million, naturally, you say it's a bad business. But as God is concerned, did he feel any loss? He didn't lose anything. Because this subject will get us to redemption, which is to buy back something that is lost. And what is not lost, you don't look for it. It is only what came out of that thought that had to return back there. Whatever does not come out from him cannot come back to him. So, 2 million less two going away did not make him to feel sad. That was why when he was preaching in John chapter 6, the multitude first of all left. Then the 70 disciples also followed. He still turned to the 12. Do you also want to go away? And Peter said, to whom shall we go? We know you are the Christ, the old lady. Have I not chosen you 12 and one of you is a devil? Jesus Christ broke his own church. He broke his own church by his sermon. If he has explained it, some would not have gone. But he dropped it without explanation. He saw them going. He did not say, come and let me explain to you. The few that remained, was he telling them that the door also want to go? The door is open. You can go. Even the person that was talking that to whom we are going to say, but I chose you, one of you is a devil. One of you not supposed to see the mayor. No encouragement at all in his sermon. He just broke his church. That is scatter everything. If it's today, a church you have labored for all these years, and finally you gather thousands, and everything remains 12 one day, and you are still telling the 12, if they want to go, they can go. See what kind of a pastor is this one? The reason is that, he said, all that the Father has given me, they will come. And I will lose none of them. I will give them eternal life. And they shall never perish.
time of Brother Paul. He said the reason they left is because they were none of us. He said if they have been part of us, they will no doubt have continued with us. But because they were none of us, they are not part of us, that's why they have to leave. When you hear people talk like they are talking from revelation, it's not that people does not love that many people will come and the church will fool. That one is good. But when the messengers are talking, they are talking from a level of the revelation of Jehovah God that you can never, no matter how, sometimes when I look at the way Brother Abraham is preaching, look, if not because of the gift, he won't have up to 20 in his church. It's the gift that used to keep people. Even the sermon is preaching, some of them, they will walk out, if not that they are waiting for the prayer line, which is at the end of the service. The reason they are waiting is not because they believe all that he's saying. You will see when he died. When he died, majority of them find their level. Only few remain. And that was reflected in the dream of Juno Jackson. Juno Jackson said that when Abraham used something like a crowbar to rip the top of the mountain, I told the people that son never shine on this one, keep looking on this one. And Abraham was going. Juno Jackson said, as you left, some pass here, some pass here, some pass here. He said, only few people remain there. Then he himself said, I was looking at you with the corner of my eyes. As you are going, you are becoming thinner. He said, he didn't follow the instruction. Because the instruction said, be looking at this one, not be looking at me with the corner of your eyes. He said, did not look at it. That's how you have a group that is following, you know, Justin today, and they have their own belief. Because he was not looking at it. He was rather looking at the prophet with the corner of his eyes. Only few will ever believe to receive the Holy Spirit. Those few, they have been in the thought of God before the world began. Those few, they are called by God. And he said that those that the Father had drawn, he said, I won't lose any of them. If it is the Father that draw them, I won't lose any of them. But those who have not been drawn by the Father, who is drawn by the Father? When Jesus spoke to Peter, as if flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, it's not by human persuasion, it's not from school learning, it's not from a friend, it's not from whatsoever, it's my Father in heaven that revealed this to you. It's an internal work that happened to you. Upon this rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell will never prevail against it. In other words, anyone that God will give this revelation to in their heart of who Jesus really is, that we have this revelation in their heart that Jesus Christ is this world. You can't have that revelation and disregard the world. You can't have that revelation and disobey the world. You can't have that revelation and depart from the world. If you have that revelation, if it is actually given unto you by the Father, you will esteem this word above your necessary meat. You will esteem it above your dressing. You will esteem it above your food. You will esteem it above your own desire. You will esteem it above your own pleasure. Above your parents. Above your business. Above your life. Above anything on earth, you esteem it. When this word is called to question, as a matter between life and death, you will hold to this word. That is the difference of the person that the Father has drawn, the person that the Father has revealed it to in their heart. Upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will never prevail against it.
Shall we rise? 387. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart.
Jesus, I speak from my heart. He will always be with us if we do our part. There is not in this wide world can pleasure afford. Oh, there is peace and contentment inside the Lord. I love him far better than in days of yore. Yes, I will serve him more truly than ever before. Oh, I will do as he bids me, whatever the cost. I will be a true soldier, I die. This song is a pledge. Look at it very well as you sing. And oft when I'm tempted to turn from the track, oh, I think of my Savior, my mind wanders back, oh, to the place where the nation uncovered street. I hear a voice saying, I suffered for the next answer. Oh, a place I remember where I. Do you remember the place? Oh, where I found pardon and heaven to me. There Jesus spoke sweetly, yes, to my weary soul. My sins you were forgiven, he made my. The next stanza, how rich is the blessing? How rich is a blessing the world cannot give. Oh, I am satisfied fully for Jesus to live. Oh, though friends may forsake me and trials arise, oh, I am trusting in Jesus, his love. I love him far better than the days of yore. I love him far better than in days of yore. Yes, I will serve him more truly than ever before. I will do as he bids me. I'll be a true soldier, I die at my post. There is no one like Jesus can share me today. Oh, his love and his kindness can never fade away. In winter, in summer, in sunshine and rain, oh, his love and affections are always the same. The last times are now, will you have this blessing? Will you have this blessing?
that Jesus bestows, oh, a friend for salvation from sins. Be a trust, oh, come to the Savior, to cover, refill. The fountain is open, it flows.
I love him far better than in the days of yore.
You, I love him far better than in days of yore. Yes, I will start serving more truly than ever before. Oh, I will do as he bids me, whatever the cost. I'll be a true soldier, I die at my post.
I wonder how many sang that hymn with revelation. I wonder how many sang that from the bottom of their heart, knowing that Jehovah God will never take any hypocritical worship from anyone. It's a pledge. The song is a pledge. Is an acknowledgement of what God is, of what Jehovah is, of what he has done, of what he did for everyone, and it's a pledge back what you want to do in return, how you want to serve him, whether just with your lips or your life is involved. If it is not from your entire soul, then God sees all hearts. How did you find yourself here? Did you assume now that it is Jehovah that channeled your cause to be here? Even if you are a child and you are born by a believing parent, don't you also, if you actually have a divine touch of the Almighty God, then you will know that then it means that God programmed you to come out through this instrumentality so that you have access to this world of life. If truly you are a seed of Abraham, if truly you are part of this program of the Almighty God, if truly you know that this thing, you are included in his heart when he was all alone, when he was self-existent, when he was El Ela Elohim, when you were there to worship, when nobody was there to worship him, you are there in his heart. A fulfillment of what was asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? When the stars sang together, morning stars, and they sang for joy, where were you? Were you inside of him at that time? Where were you then? Just talk to God on your own. Whatever happens to you, whatever you think, your thoughts about the word of God that you have heard, speak back to him. You that is holding this word with hands of levity, are you part of this word? Were you given to Christ by the Father? Did you come from his heart? Are you part of his thoughts? And it is only the eternal thoughts of God that will return back there. Are you part of that thought? Did he think of you?
sees the tears of a broken heart and soul. He sees the tears higher than when they fall. God weeps along with man and takes him by the hands. Tear out the language that God understands. God sees the tears of a broken heart and soul. He sees the tears higher than when they fall. God weeps along with man and takes him by the hands. Tear out the language that God understands. Tear out the language that God understands.
It is always good for us to pour our hearts to Him. If He talked to us for hours, then we should take some minutes and talk back to Him the way we feel about it, our understanding. Whether we are ready or we are not ready, whether we agree or we disagree, we have that right of expression. It's given to us to choose. As you offer this word of prayer, beside those at the altar, if there be anyone in the audience that will desire grace, mercy of the Almighty God, want to be remembered in prayer, will you just lift up your hand as we talk to Him? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this, our generation. Lord, is the golden age of all ages. Though the wickedest of the ages, the blackest of the ages, yet out of it will come the bride. Lord, some of them that will never even taste of physical death. We are grateful unto you, Lord Jesus, for the revelation of your word unto us in our age. Dear Father, each one of us that is here is representing a million people somewhere that you never even called. You called us and we have come. And you have told us through your word that all that you call, you will lose nothing. But you will give eternal life and we shall never perish. We believe with our heart that, Lord, we are in your mind when you are in the eternal thought, in the eternal spirit. We are part of you. That is why we could stay and enjoy your blessings through this world. Gracious eternal Father, being that you are omniscient, you know all things. You are the one that knows the heart of everyone. You are the one that knows the need of everyone. Lord, you are the only one that can, oh God, extract the heart of everybody. Those at the altar, those that lifted up their hands, you know why they have come. You know why answer up. Lord Jesus, there is no man that have the answer to that. Gracious Lord, we have sung our pledge unto you. Lord, I will serve you than ever before. We'll love you than ever before. That we will do whatever you bid us to do. That we will be a true soldier and die at our post. Righteous eternal Father, may this not be from our lips only. May the Holy Spirit put a seal of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God of mercy, we trust, oh God, that your spirit have thrown more light to this word, this portion of your word again today. And we believe, oh God, that the spirit will quicken it to the heart of your children. Dear Father, we just ask, oh God, that you will show your mercy as many as have not received your spirit while we are in your presence. With you, all things are possible. We believe that every service should do something
What you do, we cannot tell. But Lord, it's impossible for you to come into the midst of your people without accomplishing something. That which you have accomplished today, we believe, oh God, is for our betterment, is for our promotion, is for our closer work with you. Dear Master Jesus, may the enemy not pull any thief out of our heart, Father. May this word continue to form our meditation. May it dispel every unbelief. May it dispel every doubt. May it dispel every darkness. May it dispel every fear, oh God. May it plant us solid on the word of the living God. Let it be, Heavenly Father. And while we are in your presence, Satan, the enemy of God and the enemy of God's children, whichever way you want to misinterpret any of this word to any of God's children, the Lord rebuke you. Savior divine, we commit everybody here into your hand. As many as are sick in their body, or maybe some people even hearing it online, they are sick. Thou Almighty God, that move in mysterious ways, your wonders to perform. Lord, may the anointing of your presence follow the echo of this voice and carry out healing in the body of your people. Carry out deliverance in the body of your people. Lord, soul, spirit, and body, may we be healed and hearty in the name of Jesus Christ. The faith that overcometh, may you give to everyone their Father. Grant it, eternal Father. May we move from grace to grace, from victory to victory, from high to higher heights, Lord. May we never return back, Lord, to our old share, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, we dismiss a short while and come back by 2 o'clock. May you take us further in your blessings. Thank you, righteous Father. All that have come to the altar and those that raise their hand, whatsoever they have in them, may be given unto them, Lord. Turn their requests to testimonies, to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Our next service is 2 o'clock sitting. 2:30 will be worship service, and then between 3 and 4. The word will be waved before us once again before we call it quit for the day. Shall we rise? Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In his love and favor, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the like waters, I shall. Oh, you, yes, I shall not be moved. I shall. God bless you. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In his love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water, if I trust him ever, I shall not be moved. He shall fear me never, I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. On his word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water.
shall not be, I shall not be more. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be just like the tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be, I shall not be more. I shall not be, I shall not be more. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be more. Just like the tree that's planted.